Federal health care under the Affordable Care Act is now available to Americans. But the website that sells it is giving millions of customers headaches. Katherine Davis reports.
Healthcare.gov, the government's new online marketplace for insurance, has been giving users a lot of error messages and frozen screens. And those problems have limited some people's ability to enroll in a federal healthcare plan. A survey conducted by USAMP found that 4 out of 5 Americans who attempt to sign up online run into technical difficulty. So, is it hard to get a website like this going without crashing, freezing, or error messages?
It's not hard at all. That's the other thing. No site in this day and age should be crashing.
Dana Chin is a professor at USC's Annenberg School of Communication and Journalism and an expert in web analytics. President Obama has called for a tech surge effort to fix the errors on healthcare.gov, but Chin says a lot of the damage is already done.
No one ever remembers if a site was late. They always remember if a site doesn't work. So if the site wasn't ready on October 1st, then it should not have launched. It's much better to start out with a site that's going to work than to just meet the deadline.
And Chin says the site's glitches aren't the only issue. A Pew Research study showed that 70% of visitors to the site so far are not uninsured. They were just visiting the site out of curiosity. Chin says that's a problem.
So what matters on a website is, did the site do what it was supposed to do?
Chin says it is especially surprising that the site hasn't reached its intended audience because, she says, during campaigns, Obama's team proved to be skilled at analyzing web traffic and reaching targeted segments of the population. Katherine Davis, Annenberg Radio News.
Martha Daniel contributed to that story.